You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB have launched a new initiative, iPads for Education, which will give learners with sight loss an accessible device plus access to thousands of textbooks and curriculum resources when used with our free online service, RNIB Bookshare. I'm joined on the line now by Steve Tyler to tell us more about this exciting initiative. Thanks for joining me, Steve. Very pleased to have you on the show.
Hi, Chris. Pleasure.
Now, tell me more about RNIB Bookshare.
So the original Bookshare idea comes out of revamped initiative, which is about 3 years old. It used to be called Load to Learn. Load to Learn actually originated from a concept in Scotland, which we took nationally. And it was so successful, in fact, that we outgrew the platform and needed to make it bigger and even better. And we partnered an organization called Bookshare, which is a large international entity, US-based, which focuses on academic material, mainly for the US market, but elsewhere too. But the beauty of it is it has a very well-formed platform, and our version of it is RNIB Bookshare. And essentially, what it offers is a way of accessing curriculum material for the national curriculum of the UK, right across the United Kingdom, and also academic material for university and college students and further education students and so on. In all, it has around 220,000 titles. They're all accessible, and it essentially means that whether you're a teaching assistant downloading it for a student in a classroom through to a student getting hold of it yourself, essentially you don't have to do any work like spending an awful lot of time photocopying bits of text and blowing it up or doing lots of work to make your product accessible. You can have it in a whole variety of formats, including Braille-ready files, ready to go. So having got to that place, one of the possibilities became connecting it up with devices to make it even easier, even better for students as an experience. What we've just launched is an iPad that goes alongside the Bookshare service. The beauty of the proposition, I guess, is that there is no upfront payment. It's a fixed payment per month, and you're really paying for the iPad and a whole range of additional material, this 220,000 titles. And for that monthly fee of £17.50, you get an iPad, which is yours to do with as you like, but of course it accesses the Bookshare content as well, but you're free to use it as a product in its own right, of course. And part of the cost of it is due to a partnership we've created with O2. So of course, if you've got broadband available, you can connect your iPad to broadband and that works just fine. If you're out and about though, or if you're in an area that doesn't have broadband, you can use data on the mobile network. So anywhere you are, you can download content from the Bookshare site and indeed from anywhere else.
So with the initiative just now, the iPads for Education, you're effectively aiming to provide learners with sight loss RNIB Bookshare that they can access on their very own iPad.
Absolutely. And the idea is that we've launched it with iPads to begin with because we are very confident around the accessibility of the iPad or the iOS Apple platform. We're agnostic about the whole idea of what type of product might go with it, and we're always on the lookout for alternatives. But we trialed the iPad with just over 50 students prior to the launch, and that went very well. So we're looking forward to see what the take-up is, and we'll learn from what people tell us as we go along as well.
And of course, the reason being that iPads have had such great acclaim for the accessibility features they have, but there is room to change on the RNIB system.
That's right. So the iPad today offers access. If you're totally blind, you can use voiceover screen reading technology. If you've got some sight, you can use Zoom, which is the magnification built-in facility. And then you can change a whole host of elements of the iPad viewing experience as well. So you can change the contrast, change the brightness, you can change the fonts and way in which buttons and other menu items are displayed and all kinds of things like that. You can also, of course, download a variety of different apps that are all compatible with the Bookshare platform. And what we're looking to do as the service develops further is deliver even more content through specifically designed apps, as well as the ones that are already out there now.
Now, Steve, the initiative sounds absolutely fantastic, and I imagine there will be a lot of people who are very, very interested in this. You've mentioned before that the RNIB iPads for Education service will cost a monthly payment of £17.50, which is inclusive of VAT for a four-year contract. Now, what will people who are taking the service up get for that monthly cost?
They will effectively get the iPad up front, so they won't need to put any money up front. They'll get the data that goes alongside that on the mobile network, and of course full access to all of the material. The real win though is that in terms of getting hold of a product like this without the upfront cost, that's the real benefit for families and supporters of students in education. You don't have to fork out a big amount of money upfront to make the purchase.
Absolutely. And the data that you're talking about there, Steve, I understand it's at gig of data, which is absolutely brilliant for any student because it gives them access to so much. And as you say, it's an on-the-go service. Wherever there is Wi-Fi connectivity or 4G service, they will be able to get all the materials they need for their studies.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
And of course, with the RNIB Bookshare service, it also means that they get access to around 200,000 books at their fingertips.
Yeah, and I think not only will people appreciate the fact that it's just so easy to get the content, but as I mentioned before, we're developing a whole range of new methods of delivering online content. This is just one of the ways we're trying to open up our services so that you can get content in a whole variety of ways, packaged up in ways that most benefit you as an individual. This is our opening gambit for students. We're looking at other ways in which we can enhance that.
And is there any particular requirements that anyone wishing to take up the RNIB iPads for Education service would need to fulfill?
Not really. You have to be a student, of course. If you're not of an age that you can do this yourself, then your parents either have to agree or the school has to agree, and we're seeing a variety of different ways in which that's working.
And if you are interested in the RNIB Bookshare service, to find out how you can sign up, you can visit rnibbookshare.org, or for any inquiries, you can email bookshare@rnib.org.uk or call the RNIB Bookshare team on 0300 303 8313. Steve Tyler from the RNIB iPad for Education service and the RNIB Bookshare team, thanks so much for joining me here today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Chris.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.